Hebrews chapter 11, many of you already know that this is what we call the faith chapter. And of course, it just kind of goes through and it tells us, defines what faith is, and then gives us a list of those who had faith in God. And of course, as we see faith defined, verse 1 through 3, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear." So here is the definition of faith. And faith is so important because faith is the beginning and foundation for everything that we do. And everybody has faith in something. Some people will say, "Well, I don't have any faith." Well, that's not true. Their faith may be in themselves. It may be in their family. It may be in something else. It may be faith in Jesus, which is where we, as Christians, we put our faith and trust, knowing that it's through Jesus we can do all things. And as we study this passage, we see real quick that these folks that are listed here are men and women of faith. They believed God and acted upon it. And faith always has an action. Faith is always defined by someone doing something. It's not just "I believe," but you believe and do something about it. And we see that. Let's go ahead and read verse 4 down through the rest of it. It says, "By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and the multitude as the sand which is by the sea shore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out of, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten Son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ's greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover, and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Let's pray. Father, again, we do thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the opportunity to look into it this morning. Again, be reminded of those men and women that are listed in the Hall of Faith here that served you, Father. These were not perfect people by any means, but yet they were people who wanted to please you. Father, I know that's our desire here this morning. As we come seeking your face, we want to demonstrate that faith, and we want to serve you and please you, and we want to know that what we're doing is the right thing. Father, I just pray you just guide and direct in our lives. Help us, Father, to look to you and trust you, believing by faith what your word says is true and acting upon it. Well, thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. In Ephesians 2, 8, and 10, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." It has been said that faith is the simple confidence that God is and that he will do what he has promised. Faith is not believing that God can. It's believing that God will. And really, as you think about that, that's where we are. You have to believe that he will. It's not that he just can, but that he will. That's how we came to Jesus, was by faith. Believing that Jesus died on the cross and that his shed blood was enough for us to be reconciled to God. We believed that, and by faith we acted upon that and trusted him as our Savior. And hopefully we're still trusting him today. And as we see in this chapter, it begins, again, as faith is defined, the Webster Dictionary gives this definition: unquestioning belief that does not require proof or evidence. That's what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 says it's the substance of things hoped for. And that Greek word for substance, it gives a sense of assurance or of confidence. In other words, faith is the confidence of things hoped for. And then it goes on and says, the evidence of things not seen. The word evidence gives a sense of the proof of the conviction. Faith is the proof of things not seen yet, such as Christ, heaven, the promised kingdom, the rewards ahead. It's through faith that we can see what others cannot see. In verse 2 it says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. It's because of faith that these men and women obtained this good report. That means they had a witness or a testimony. That's what the report it says. And we also ought to have a testimony or a good report of our faith in Christ. There ought to be things in our life that we can look back on and know that we have accomplished in the power of God because our faith in the Lord. Today we ought to be in a different place than we were before we were saved. We ought to be in a different place than we were last year if our faith is growing, if we're learning to trust. So these folks who have gone ahead, they witnessed this faith. They demonstrated this faith. In Hebrews chapter 12, 1, that very first verse refers to these people. Again, it says, "Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." That's the witnesses are these people here in the chapter of faith. The ones who have demonstrated faith by living by faith and trusting God. And as you think about faith and you think about what does it mean and how can I demonstrate my faith, well, there are many ways, but obviously the first thing which I've mentioned is you put your faith and trust in Jesus. But not only that, then you listen and you read and you take what the Bible says and you act upon it by faith. When the Bible tells us to do something, we go and do that. Why? Because we believe that's what's best. Why? Because we believe the Word of God. We trust the Bible more than we trust ourselves. We trust the Bible more than we trust the decisions that we would make apart from the Bible, because we know that our decisions would be faulty. When we lean upon our own understanding, we find ourselves in a place that we should not be so often. And so faith is demonstrated when we say, this is what the Word of God says, and this is where I'm going, and I'm going to stick by it more than I even going to trust than I trust myself. Because myself will lie to me. It will confuse me, and it will confound me and put me in a place I should not be. I say, well, I'm pretty smart. I can reason these things out. My reasoning is nothing as compared to the Word of God. And we all come away with different thoughts and ideas, and we come up with different ways. I was sharing with the deacons this morning about something I got on the from a Huffman report. This gentleman, he's a pastor, and he says, folks, you don't have to worry. Now, if you're Democrat, I apologize. You don't have to worry about the Democrats. And he goes on and explains why. He says they were in a classroom, and when they were in the classroom, they were talking about the qualifications of a president. What are the qualifications? He has to be 35 years old, and he has to be a natural-born citizen. And this girl stood up, and she was upset. She says, I don't understand that. That's not fair. And she's ranting and raving about, why do you have to be a natural-born citizen? And then she makes a statement at the end of it. Says, I just don't understand why a person who had a C-section couldn't be the president. I mean, that's where we're at today. I mean, people think great. Anyway, the point is that there's a lot of miscommunication. A lot of people think certain things, and they don't have any idea. I've listened to a lot of young people talk to different people and hear what they have to say. And some of the things they say are ridiculous. And the reason they say those things is that's what they've been taught. They have no critical thinking. They don't try to figure it out on their own or go look and study and try to find out what the truth is. They take somebody's word at it, and that becomes their word. That's why they're so confused today, so many people. So we as Christians need to understand we need to look to God's word to know what the truth is. And faith is demonstrated by doing what God says, not what we do, but what He says. In verse 6 it says, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? It's impossible. You can't do it, it says. You cannot please God without faith. No way. So what's that tell me? What's that tell you? Where do we put our trust? In what I can do or what God can do? What God can do, obviously. And as you study this and you think about this, the importance of it, it is important. J. Oswald Sanders put it perfectly. He said, faith enables the believing soul to treat the future as present and the invisible as seen. We already know what the future is. I know what the future is going to hold for us as Christians. There's a day we're going to stand before a holy God, and we're going to be ushered into heaven, and we're going to spend eternity with God in heaven. That's going to happen. For those that know Christ as their Savior. But as you look at this chapter, the whole chapter is talking about faith in action. It talks about, in verses 4 through 40, we see faith to worship. Look at verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts that, and by it, being dead, yet speaketh. In other words, Cain offered the right thing where Abel did not. Or excuse me, Abel did. Abel offered a more a better sacrifice than Cain did. And so that offering, why was it better? It's because it was a blood offering, a shed blood. And he understood. And you say, well, when was he ever taught that? I believe God taught them that right in the very front when Adam and Eve sinned the first time. When he killed animals and put coats on them. He demonstrated what was required for sin, and that was a blood offering. So again, we see that Abel understood the true way to worship. He demonstrated this by a more excellent sacrifice than his brother. And of course, he offered the firstling of his flock. He had to shed innocent blood. And the Bible tells us that he was righteous in that. Some feel their faith is strong enough to take them to heaven, but it doesn't even take them to church. You know people like that? They have faith to get to heaven, but they can't get to church. That's interesting. He talks about faith to walk. Look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And again, that is the key right there for all of us. That's what faith is all about. Is faith is pleasing God. When you delight yourself in the Lord and he gives you the desires of your heart, he's going to use those desires to please him. You're going to want to please him. You're going to want to serve him. You're going to want to be submitted in every area. You're going to want to look to him and trust him. And no matter what it is, you're going to be serious about this thing we call Christianity. Today, there are a lot of people who like to be called Christians, but you can't tell that they are Christians. You can't tell by their attitudes, by their actions, by the way they treat people. It just doesn't pan out, doesn't make sense. And it's because they're really not walking by faith at all. Why? Because they're not pleasing God. And that's what's required to walk by faith, is to please God. And we take that upon ourselves to learn that, and we want to trust God in those areas that sometimes are difficult. For instance, we're getting ready to have a music conference. I can't reiterate the fact that music is important to the Christian. And there's reasons for music. God gave us music, but there's also music that is not God-given. There is a difference. And we as Christians, most of the time, a lot of Christians don't have any idea what the difference is. Don't even think about it. And I saw a picture the other day somewhere where they had a picture of a concert, and right next to it was a picture of a worship service. It was almost the same thing. That's not godly. And so someone who has faith and really wants to please God is going to dig into this and try to understand this so he can come to a reconciliation of what is good and what is bad. And we as Christians, the Bible teaches us that we ought to choose that which is more excellent, proving that which is excellent over that which is not. And again, that is walking by faith. In verse 7, we see the faith to work. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. Think about this. Imagine this. Here is a man that's out there living among wicked people. In fact, everybody was wicked, terrible wicked. In fact, God said it repented him that he made man because of their wickedness. And here's a man that was found righteous in his sight, and he says, I want you to go build an ark. And he says, I want to build an ark because you're going to need this thing. And he's going to build this big boat. How is he going to get it into the water? Can you imagine? What does he think about that? I mean, I can't even. He has to be willing to say, okay, God, you know best. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand all this, but I'm going to build this ark, and I'm going to just trust that you're going to do whatever you want to do with it, whatever you want to do. Because it had never rained on the earth. They had never seen water like he's getting ready to see water. And yet, he went and did what God told him to do. By faith, he did it. Can you imagine if God came and told you to do something? Would you do it? Would you do it? Now, you're sitting there thinking, well, sure, I'd do it, Pastor. If God spoke to me, read His Word. When you read His Word, does He speak to you? If He does, then that's Him talking and telling you to do something. It may not be building the ark, but it may be walking across the street and knocking on a neighbor's door. It may be taking a tract and passing it out to somebody else. There are lots of things. As you study the Bible, you find out God has called us to do some things. And it's all by faith. Going and telling something about Jesus is on my own in the flesh is a non-event, pretty much. It's a confrontational thing that a good chance person won't listen, don't care, don't want anything to do with it. But when you go in the power of the Spirit, then God's Word, He says, never returns void. And I believe that if we do what God says by faith, then rewards are going to be there. Things are going to happen. People's lives are going to be changed. And we know that's a fact because you've seen it happen in your own life. Someone told you. Someone took the time to share with you the Word of God. Explain to you about Jesus. By faith, they were trusting God to do the work in your life. That's a work. That's a work of God. And so here we see that Noah was told exactly what to do, how to do it. He did it, and he did it because God told him to. And James 2:14 says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him?" Well, what he's saying is, you say you have faith, but you don't do anything. Where is your faith? In other words, it's all lip service, right? Lip service is not faith. I can tell you till I'm blue in the face I believe in God, but if I don't accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior by faith and trust that, I'm going to spend eternity in a place called hell. There are a lot of people today who say they believe in God. There are religions, denominations of people who say they believe in God. And yet, they're still going to go to hell because they didn't put their faith and trust in Jesus. They didn't have faith in the right thing. Verse 8 through 22, we see a faith to wait. You know, we need this, don't we? I don't know about you, but I need to learn to wait upon the Lord because He knows best. His timing is not my timing. I try to rush it. I want to get it done now. I want to do it on my time schedule. But that's not depending on God. When we go out and rush ahead of God, that's not showing or demonstrating that we have faith in God and what He wants to do in our life. Because sometimes God says, wait, I've got something better for you. And I want to tell you something. I've experienced this. Maybe you have as well. I've experienced this many times. The devil will offer his best first, sometimes before God offers His. And I don't know how often that we jump at that carrot and we run after it and find ourselves going after the wrong thing because we just didn't wait. Didn't trust God. Abraham waited. He had to wait. He had no choice. But this is what God had told him to do. Abraham had a great faith. He left Haran for the land that God would show him. He went to that land and he believed that God had told him to go there. Sarah had faith because she waited till she was 90 years old before she had a child. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine that. Talk about somebody's faith. But they waited on God. They allowed God to be in charge of their lives. Now, that's probably not their plan. They probably wouldn't have wanted that way necessarily. In fact, Sarah, I'm sure, remember when she heard about it, she laughed. She thought, you're crazy. I'm 90 years old. I'm going to have a child? That's impossible. But there's nothing impossible for God. If you have faith. If you can believe that God can do it. They had faith to see things afar off. Verse 12, it says, therefore sprang there even of one of him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. God told him, he says, you're going to be the father of many nations. He says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. They didn't get to go to the promised land. They didn't even receive all the promises. In fact, they haven't even completed that yet. The promises have not all been delivered yet. They're still waiting for the promises. But having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them, embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They realized that this isn't their home. They're just passing through. God has a better place for them. So we see that here that these folks believed. They believed that God was going to do what he promised that he would do. They had faith that God had prepared a place for them. They had faith that there was a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. Abraham had faith to trust God at his word. Look at verse 17. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Now, this is his only son. Okay? And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So he takes his son up there on the Mount Horeb there, and Isaac's carrying the wood. He's taking him up there. He's built an altar. He put his son on that altar. He had a knife, and he was just about ready to plunge that knife into his son. How could he do that? Because this next verse, it says, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall, the next one after that, thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. He believed that if God told him to do this, that God would raise him up from the dead. He had faith. He trusted God. That takes amazing faith. I'll be honest with you. I don't have that faith. If God would speak to me today and say, go take your son and offer him on the altar. Boy, I don't know if I could do that. I really don't know if I could do that. I don't know that I have that great faith. But that's what's required. That's the faith we need. Because that's the faith that's going to sustain us and keep us and help us to walk in this close relationship with God. And that's what we all want, isn't it? We want a close relationship with God. To know that what we're doing is the right thing. Isaac believed it. Jacob believed it. They had faith to wait on God. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the kind of faith we need. It's the faith that we can trust God. Faith that was wholehearted. Look at verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. You see, they had faith that God would take care of this child. That in itself is amazing because at this particular time, if you remember, the Pharaoh was afraid of the Israelites because there were so many of them. And he told the midwives to kill those male children that were being born. And this didn't happen to Moses. He was saved through this. God had a plan. God had a purpose in his life. So it's amazing that we can understand this because just as Moses made choices. He chose to hold to the right values. He chose to make right decisions. We also have those same choices. And it's faith that enables us to do that very thing. He chose to follow Christ, the Bible says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect on the recompense of the reward. So there's faith. He had faith to win. Faith to win in verse 30 is Joshua and Israel. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Why did this happen? They didn't go in there and take their artillery and shoot their weapons and throw bombs and grenades and whatever else, catapult rocks in there or fire or arrows or any of that stuff. They did what God said to do. They marched around the city. They blew the trumpets. They shouted. And what happened? The walls came tumbling down. Why did that happen? Because they believed God and did it His way. As you study the Bible, as you study these people and you see their lives, the one thing that comes back over and over and over and over and over and over and over again is that faith is obedience to God. Faith is doing it His way. Faith is trusting His word. Faith is saying yes to God and you're right and I'm going to do it that way. We see that in Rahab's life. Because of her faith. She had heard about what took place over before the Israelites got there. She heard about God and what He was doing. And she helped the spies. And that was through faith. So faith is the important thing here, the important aspect. And he talks about these different folks that had all this faith. Of course, every one of them demonstrated that faith in their life. They were willing to trust God in whatever they did. We see that. He talks about Gideon and these others. Of course, Gideon in Judges 7, he took 300 men against a multitude, I believe it was 135,000 Midianites, and fought those guys. I can't even imagine that. 300 guys. Why did he do that? Because God said, this is the way I want you to do it. Remember, he started out with, I think it was 22,000. And he told him, says, here, I want you to weed this out a little bit. And he weeded it down to about 10. He says, that's way too many. I want you to weed it out again. He finally weeded out to 300. I can't understand it. Barak won a resounding victory over Syria. Samson, he was self-centered, but he did what he wanted to do, and it got in trouble. But in the end, he was able to destroy or defeat the Philistines, the very last. We see that David and Samuel, all these men were men of faith. They believed God. They trusted God. Today we have to have faith. Faith begins in Jesus Christ. Putting your faith and trust in what Jesus Christ has done, the fact that He died and He was buried and He rose again, believing that He's going to come back one day, and now living for Him, trusting Him for the rest of your life, willing to submit to Him in every area of your life. As you read the Word of God, that's the most important thing you can do is find out what does God's Word say and then act upon it. And that's the very same thing that each one of us need to do is understand that God has that plan for us. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And that's how we can live by faith. When you read the Word of God, do you look at it and think of it as a suggestion? You think of it as just a good book? How do you view the Bible? Do you view the Bible as the standard? Is it something that you try to live and adhere to, try to submit to, and try to follow? What do you think? Does anybody remember a time when they read something in the Bible and by faith they trusted it? They just took it upon themselves and said, you know, I'm going to do this because the Bible says to do it. Mm-hmm. Right. Tithing, yeah. Absolutely. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. Have you ever knocked on a door in your community and talked to somebody that you didn't know? Because you had faith in what the Bible said. Well, Pastor, I don't believe the Bible teaches that. We shouldn't do that. We don't have to do that. Yeah, the Bible does teach that. Bible teaches that we're to be witnesses wherever we go, and the Bible tells us to go in the hedges and highways and draw them in. The Bible tells us to reach out to people. If we don't do it, the Jehovah's Witness will, the Mormons will, everybody else will. The devil's out there working harder sometimes than we Christians work. We proclaim that we follow the Bible and believe the Bible, but yet we see those people out there actually doing it. And they don't even know Christ as their Savior. But yet they're out there. Faith is just demonstrated by doing what the Bible says. When it says love your brethren, do you love your brethren? That's a tough one, isn't it? You know, Christians are hard to love sometimes. We know that, don't we? The Bible commands us to do that. The Bible also tells us to love our enemies. How do you heap coals on somebody's head? How's that done? The Bible tells us to do that. How do you do that? Go to the wood stove and grab that hot coal and fire it up there. I'm going to get them. What does that mean? Somebody help me out here before we close. I'm just talking about faith and following the Bible. Do something good for them. That's right. That's exactly what it's talking about. And you have opportunity to win them, to befriend them, and to share them. Even if they don't like you. Ooh. That's right. Faith is important. Faith is what really drives the Christian in this life. It's believing that God's going to do what He says He's going to do. Do you believe that your God can supply all you need according to His riches in Christ Jesus? You believe He can do that? I know He can do that. And faith is demonstrated by allowing Him to do that in your life. And the way you demonstrate that is you put Him first. And then you see what happens. And I guarantee you that if He's first in your life, then He's going to take care of all your needs. He may not supply you once, okay? But He'll take care of all your needs. Why? Because He said so. And I believe that. We do it our way. We don't even get our needs met. We struggle. We try to get it done. We try to figure it out. We try to do something. It just don't work. The ends just don't meet. It takes a mighty God and a powerful God to follow to get what God says He'll do and bless us the way He wants to. He wants to open the window of blessing that you'll not be able to receive it of so much. And it all requires one thing, and that's faith. Faith in Christ. Bless me. Father, again, we do thank You for Your word, and I pray that You would help each one of us, that we realize that what Your word says is true, and that truly faith is demonstrated by our actions. We say we have faith, and yet we do nothing. We're not telling the truth. Because faith will always be demonstrated by an action. And that action is always one that is to please You. Because that's what faith in God and Jesus is all about. Help each one of us, Father, be submitted in every area of our life, looking to You, trusting You, walking with You, wanting to do that which is right. We'll thank You for it in Jesus' name.